my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely nighttime island nation of Sri Lanka, where right now I'm looking at the expanding Gulf-faced green as Sri Lanka continues to partner with China in its ever-expanding infrastructure. Let the Chinese build everything here. I guess that's what they're doing. Anyways, interesting world we live in right now. And interesting things taking place in the world right now. I don't know if you saw the cruise ship that got stuck. People were planning on going on a nice holiday. All of a sudden they ended up in a spot where they had no running water, no power, no engines, just stuck in the middle of the sea with 4,000 other people. And it's amazing how quickly reality can shift like that. I've seen it myself. I've been in situations where everybody's all nice and civil, and then all of a sudden, in an instant, something changes, and you see who people really are. You see who's really a hero and who's a coward, who's really a gentleman and who's really a scoundrel. You see that in adversity. You see that when things get rough for a moment. And usually if things straighten out again, then people sort of cover it back up again. But you know, the funny thing is, when people get to eternity, what ends up happening there is the real you. That's that person you are inside. That's that person you are within. Not what people see on the outside, but the person that you are within, that real you inside. That is the person that will come out for all eternity and be manifest, be shown for who he or she is. The real you will be known for all eternity, not the shell. So, and it's funny because there won't be any restraints in that situation either. So you'll be the real you, unfettered, unpolitical. You know, right now, I mean, we live in a world where people play games. The person they are outside and the person they really are inside is two different people. And many, many times what you end up having in the day and the age that we live in right now is a different person inside compared to the person that you are outside. So, the person that you are inside is the real you. And, you know, there's this element of from what you are inside being matched to your eternal body, your eternal being, your eternal state. See, the eternal you is the person that comes out when this life is over. And that's why Jesus said, look, wash the inside of the dish. You know, when he was talking to the Pharisees, he said, look, you guys, you clean up the outside of the grave, but inside you're full of dead men's bones and all kinds of wickedness. You know, first, he said, wash the inside of the cup, then clean the outside. You know, you guys clean the outside up all nice, but inside you're rotting through and through. And you know, that's the case of the world. The world puts a glossy finish on a crap-filled cake. The world puts a nice frosting on that, a nice, you know, sort of general overview. And they polish it up and they do their little charity acts and make a big splash about it and show up to service on Sunday or temple or mosque or wherever it is that they go, but the real person that they are inside, that's the question. See, what Christ does when he comes into your life, that what he does is he puts right what's within you. And that's what needs to be addressed. See, what's within you is what needs to be addressed, not what's on the outside. See, the outside is temporal. The outside is fading. In fact, a person that is right with Christ, many, many times, the outside becomes incredibly beautiful. Because there's peace, and it flows through, and you can tell when a vessel is alive. You can tell when a vessel is connected with the Father. So the real you, that real person inside, will come out, even through your physical being. But see, the world focuses on the externals. The world focuses on the physical. The world focuses on the material. The focus of the world is to be, to see and to be seen, to be recognized, to be lifted up in their system, to be made important, to be highlighted, to be exalted among their peers. That's what the world looks for. That's what the world craves for, to go up that ladder. And, you know, the thing is that people don't realize is that the ladder of the world and the world system, who is the prince of the power of the air? Let me just ask you that one. Here's a question for you. Who was the one in Luke chapter 4 that offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor? Who said, "It's mine to give"? That's right. The devil. The devil is the one who is the head of the world system. And the world system is at enmity with God. And so does it not make sense that in the world and the world system, you are promoted to the extent that you do the bidding of the world and the world system, to rob, steal, kill, and destroy? Because a thief cometh not but for to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. So the extent to which your life is given over to that is the extent to which you are promoted in that system. So that's why when you see people, you know, that's why too, like when people get upset about political corruption or corruption in positions of power or in government or in business or whatever. Well, what do you think? I mean, come on. This should not be a surprise. This should not be something you're like, "Oh, wow, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me?" Look, read the book. Once you read the book, you know where people are coming from. Once you know where people are coming from, then you know what to anticipate. And then you're not shocked when this stuff starts coming up. It's no surprise for you. Look, it is no surprise for me when those that are part of the world system take a pot shot at me. It has never been. Because why? Because we're of two different kingdoms. And what did Jesus say? He said, "Love your enemies. Pray for those that persecute you. Bless those that persecute you. Pray for those that spitefully use you." You know, I think as time goes on, you get better at this as well. But, you know, when people do what they do, I just bring it before God. "Lord, you see, you know, vengeance is yours. You already said it. So I leave it in your hands. I leave it in your care. You do what you will with it. And just go from there. But I'm not going to worry about this. If there's something I need to do, please tell me. And if there isn't, I'll leave it in your care." Why? Because, see, the worlders, that's what I've called them. The worlders, those that are of the world, those whose stake and life and very existence and everything that they are is in this life, in this reality, in this short, time-bound, pathetic thing that's given over to death and to decay. Worlders. Okay, so the worlders themselves, with what it is that they do, how it is that they do it, their focus, their life ambition, their intent, everything about them is given over to being part of the kingdom of darkness, being part of that shame society, that guilt society, that you know, nod, nod, wink, wink, as my buddy in New Mexico would call it. It's like, you know, oh, yeah, we know. I mean, you know, it's amazing. Because, you know, the other thing, too, is when people are in that system, I think that what ends up happening, and you kind of see this, is they actually end up getting split. They end up getting emotionally and mentally split. And you will see these incredibly different sides of people when they're inside of those systems. One moment, they'll be nice and sweet and kind because there's something that they want. And the next moment, you will see that vampire, that blood-sucking thing that's inside of them just pop out because that's who's in there. So, when that's the case, don't be surprised. And listen, what did Jesus say? He said, look, don't fear any person. Fear the one, rather, who has the power to throw your soul into hell. Fear him. I.e., fear the living God. Fear the one that created this reality in the first place, that created this entire world, including the devil. Look, read Isaiah 45. There's an eye-opener for you. God said that he created evil in Isaiah 45. Go read it. He said, I create evil. God even made the devil for his purpose. He even made the devil and allowed him to be what he is. For what purpose? Well, one thing is, the devil, even in his existence, serves a God-given purpose. See, look, there had to be an enemy of our soul. There it is. There had to be an enemy of our soul. In this life. In this life. It's okay. You know, because you know why? We needed that challenge. Without it, how do you think you would have grown? Without the challenges of this life and the experience of this life, what do you, I was watching an interesting documentary, and they were showing how there's a desert in the land of Israel, and how they do commercial agriculture in the desert, and what they've done to be able to get that land to produce is incredible. But past that, the plants that grow there. And one thing I remember this guy saying was, he said, you know, the plants that are here, they're in distress. But because they're in distress, they produce the most amazing fruit, the most amazing agriculture, because they're in distress, because they have to struggle, because they have to fight, because they have to go through the experience that they do in the desert. They make this incredible, lush, delicious fruits. And you know, even when you see the produce, it's like, wow, those look really good. And it's amazing that they come out of the desert. But you know, when you think about it, in this life, okay, if you take somebody and all that they have for their entire life is luxury, and all that they have for their entire life is a soft, cushy existence. Have you seen people that live like that? They're fat, sloppy, unhealthy, spoiled. They feel entitled. I mean, you know, as a person, they lack incredibly. Whereas, if you see somebody that's gone through some stuff, you meet somebody that's had to go through a few things, and when somebody's gone through and trusted God and come to the other side of it, you know what you end up finding in that person? You end up finding life. You end up finding treasure. You end up finding somebody that's real. You know, there's so many fake people in this world. Oh my gosh. This world is a paradise for fakeness. So many people that are fake through and through. Nothing real in them. And, you know, but what you see when somebody's gone through some real strong life experiences and come to the other side praising and thanking God, you know what you end up seeing? Life in that person, truth in that person, humility in that person. Oh my gosh, look, if you come through some tough stuff and you realize your mortality, you realize your limitation, you realize your dependency on a living God, do you know how much that does for your humility? Humility. That's a realization and a much more realistic understanding of who you really are. Yeah. You know, God opposes the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Humility. It's a beautiful thing. And when somebody has it in their heart and in their life, there's something just incredible about that person. Something that's very, very rich about that person, about the way that they relate to life. Blessed is the humble person. The person that does not need to tout their own virtues and their own accomplishments and have to exalt themselves and try to raise themselves up compared to other people. Look, even scriptures say, look, don't praise yourself. You know, don't try to praise yourself with your own lips. You let other people do it. Look, if you got something good to say about somebody, say it. But don't be the one to have to praise yourself. And likewise, don't be the one who's throwing curses on people. You know? Look, just let go. With so many of these things that just trouble your heart and trouble your mind and keep you from the peace that God intended for you to be living in, just let go. Why are you worried? Why are you perplexed? Why are you distressed? Ah, yes. You know, the reason that people get stressed and distressed and upset and angry is because they don't trust Him. See, when somebody trusts God, when they're looking unto the author and the finisher of their faith, there is a blessed joy inside of them. There's a peace that passes all understanding. There's something in them that just realizes, you know what? I'm going to be all right. You know what? God is going to take care of me. You know what? This is okay. This is all right. Because, you know, the Father knows. He knows where you are right now. He knows what you need. He knows where you will be. He knows what you'll need then. You know, something God told me early on, and I found it to be true. He said, I'll give you the need when it's needed. You know, what God has done throughout has whenever I've needed something, it's been there. And if I've not needed it, I've not had it. And you know, that's been a beautiful way to live. Because, see, otherwise, if you're always just trying to get everything together and have everything perfectly set up, it's not going to happen like that. It won't. God wants you to trust Him. And as you're in the journey, God sends you manna from heaven. As you're in the journey, God provides the provision. As you're in the journey and you're trusting Him and you're out there and you got nowhere else to go but Him, you find out just what He can do. You find out just how much He cares for you and how in control of the situation that He is and how little in control of the situation that you are. See, you're not in control of your situation. You're not. Sure, you have input, but you're not in control of it. how quickly your life could end. And then what? And then what? Would you be comfortable standing before your Heavenly Father right now and giving an account of your entire life? Seriously, would you? You know, there's some people that will hear this message, and this will be the last time that you hear me speak, because you won't get a chance to hear another message. Then what? Not that I'm going anywhere right now. You be the one to go somewhere. Then what? Are you ready to meet your Maker? Are you ready for this life to be over? Because, listen. Death comes to us all. But for the one that's in Christ, you never die. To transition from this life into the next is just a hiccup. And all of a sudden you find yourself in an eternal reality. And the real you coming through. And it's a beautiful, amazing, glorious thing. So to live is Christ, and to die is truly gain. To live is Christ and to die is gain, is what Paul said. It's absolutely true. So if you're here, live. And to live is Christ. So focus your heart, set your mind on things above. You know, store up your treasure in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, thieves do not break in and steal. You know, put your heart on that which is truly important. And, you know, but for those that have chosen the world and the world system, death is the most terrifying thing, because they know that once they enter through that, there's no coming back. And when they go to the other side and they pass on from this life into the next, they know that they're not ready. And they know that when they go to the other side, that all that they've ever done, they'll have to give an account for, and they don't want to do that. So they try so hard to hold on to the edge of the cliff as they're about to pass from this life into the next. And it's a sad thing, because in the end, everyone dies. In the end, everyone's life here ends. Appointed unto every man is a time to die, and after that, the judgment. But the joy of the Lord is the strength of the saints, and the understanding is there that for us, to live is Christ and to die is gain, and that when we pass from this life into the next, we pass from glory to glory, from strength to strength. And we live with Him. In Him we live and move and have our being for all eternity. And that, my friends, is a beautiful and amazing thing. And with that, hey, love you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. You can also get in touch with us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, and you can find us there. All right, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.